Hi, my name is Jamila, and I am an alcoholic, addict, all the things. I'm willing to change. My sobriety date is February 10th, 2020. I didn't do things all at once. I stopped drinking in 2019, and I didn't really want to stop any of the other things. And it was hard for me to reset my sobriety date because I really wanted to acknowledge that it had been so long since I had taken a drink, right? Because that's what got me into the program was I decided to stop drinking and wasn't really happy with my life. I didn't plan any kind of story to tell you guys. I find that when I thoughts swirl, right? And planning doesn't always work well for me. So I'll just share my experience, strength, and hope with you guys, and it'll go where it goes, right? I think the biggest thing for me is a fear of being seen. That comes from a huge amount of self-loathing. So it's interesting when you asked if I wanted to be recorded. It's like there's a part of me that wants to be seen and heard, and then there's a part of me that's like, don't look, right? And there's this conflict in there for me. I don't know, I guess it's all part of me unraveling the layers of my woundedness, right? And reminding myself that it's okay to be seen, it's okay to be vulnerable, it's okay to talk about what is going on inside of me. So I'm a little bit nervous. I am afraid to be seen and be vulnerable. And yet those are all the things that I want to do because those are the things that help me move through my woundedness, or whatever you can insert the word here. I grew up in a family of mixed cultures. So there's a lot of culture conflict. And I felt like nobody in my family really wanted to be there. So from a very young age, I had this desire to check out and dissociate. And actually, in a lot of the work that I'm doing in my life right now is, the thing that's coming up for me right now is I'm noticing the different ways that I have dissociated from my body and my emotions, and also the different ways that I am gripping and like holding on and unwilling to let go. And it's very automatic for me. I don't even realize I'm doing it. And then when I notice that I'm doing it, it's very hard for me to tell myself to relax and actually to let go. And I mean, I'm thinking just on the most basic level of muscles, right? Like I grip in my ass when I'm sitting, or I don't know. And that extends through to emotions. So I really do believe that, a lot of my physical issues have come from my emotional and my thoughts and my feelings and the things that I have repressed and dissociated from. I had my first joint at 13, and it was like heaven. because all I was able to, I don't know, it just felt good, right? And I was in this family where I didn't want to be there, afraid of my father, who was abusive physically and emotionally. And all of a sudden, this drug made me just feel like everything was okay. And I mean, that was the, you know, everything took off from there. My first drink was at 15, and out of the group of people, girls that were there, I was the one that drank the most and threw up the most. Couldn't drink gin for a while. And, you know, it was all fun and experimentation for a while, until it wasn't. I got to a point, fast forward 20 years, where I was using and drinking to cope with my life, and started do all the things that I started to do it earlier in the day and more days a week. And then it started to happen at work, right? And it just kind of took over. And I had a realization that I was using to cope, and that it wasn't good, but that's where I was. That's where I was in life. And there was an acceptance around that, but also this deep knowing that I'm going to need to change something eventually. And this thought that I don't have a problem. Well, I have lots of problems, but it wasn't alcohol. This thought that, like, I always questioned, am I an alcoholic? Right? Like, I hadn't hit a lot of the yets yet, you know, and my image of what an alcoholic looks like was the stereotype of losing everything and being in the gutter, right? Or the extreme, you know, whatever. Just gonna take a breath, because I think for me, one thing that really drew me to the program was this this common suffering, right, underneath, besides all of the experiences that we have in life and what brought us here. There's a community, and there's something really freeing about being able to come into a room of strangers and actually say what's going on with me, right? And to be like, yeah, shit fucking sucks. I'm not happy. I'm insecure. I don't want to be seen. I'm afraid. What do I have to say, and who wants to listen to me, right? My brain just went blank, which tells me that there's something big in there for me, right? There's something big in there that I don't want to look at because it's too hard and it's too too emotional, right? And I think that it's like a method of protection, right? There's this protection that I've set up for myself that's no longer serving me. I mean, it got me to where I am and where I was. It got me to a place where I needed to change, protected me for the time that I needed to, and now it's no longer serving me. Words. So where am I? I don't know if I should go into how I came into the program. I snuck in the back door through traditional AA. And I was supporting my sister. And it was the stories that kept me coming back. And I was in a separation at the time. And I went back to visit my husband. And I noticed a big difference in like the level of using when I went back. And I allowed myself to be peer pressured into drinking when I didn't want to drink and doing drugs when I was like, I don't really want to do this. And it made me really look at myself, right? Like there's this initial instinct to blame others for my decisions, right? And I think that was the beginning of me starting to take responsibility for my own shit, right? And that's really evolved over the last several years. So I decided to go into the program and do the 90 and 90 and get the book and find a sponsor. And I did all the things in traditional AA and translated things to work for me into something that I believed in, which I think in life, for me, that was always a thing because I never belonged in one place, being from two different cultures. I didn't belong to one culture or the other. And there was always some sort of translation that I had to make for things to fit for me. And just to speak on that, I still go to both AA and secular. I think that there are things to be gained from both of them. And things do come up for me that are triggering in both places. And I think that's an interesting way for me to like then examine my own behavior and what's coming up for me, because it's not about anybody else, right? My experience of the world is my experience of the world. So there's been a shift for me from blaming. I mean, I'm still working on blame. And trying not to blame myself, but from, you know, looking at others and blaming somebody else for something, for a situation, and instead looking at my part in it. Is that step four? Yeah. Right. And that's like a rinse cycle that like continues in my life. Every time I'm triggered and I spiral, I spiral. It's a practice, right? I get the opportunity to practice a lot, to practice the way that I want to show up in the world and the way that I want to handle, respond to my triggers. Yeah, and it's not always fun. But I think that's why I'm here, right? I'm trying to find out, I'm willing to change, lots of resistance. I'm trying to find out like what is my purpose, right? What do I want to do? And I tend to like complicate things. And this program helps me come back to basics and learn to keep it simple, right? Like I woke up today I'm sober. That's fucking great. Good job. And I brushed my teeth. Oh my God. Good job. Right? Like, these are real accomplishments. And I'm just noticing that in my sobriety, I tend to like get so wound up and so involved in myself and my path and what I think I want to do and with the direction that I'm, all this stuff, right? That I forget to keep it simple and come back to, let me just sit still here for an hour and like let everything else go. I have trouble letting go. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what I've talked about for the last 20 minutes, and I don't know exactly where this is going or if there was a beginning, middle, or end, but this is the beginning of the end. So, thank you for letting me share and keep coming back.